we turn up at the studio about 1 o'clock. We turn up every day and then we just sit around, and when we're all feeling that we want to do something, we tend to get together in one room. But before that, we're just mooching around the studio on the computers, watching TV, videos, listening to music, whatever. And then we get together usually about 5 or 6 o'clock at night and start recording.
Much less oppressive than version 2.0, Beautiful Garbage sounds like it was recorded in widescreen under bright white lights, as opposed to in the claustrophobic darkness like its predecessors. Although the sound is, if anything, bigger than ever, there's a new sense of space to the LP. Garbage no longer need to hammer us into submission, they can seduce us with a smile instead. This is classic Big Pop, both timeless and utterly up to date. Shut Your Mouth is another defining opening statement from the band, in this case a sharp retort to their critics and detractors, mocking the hypocritical and pompous attitudes of the media, music industry, and everyone around her. Shirley has news for all those who assume she's a fake, cynically playing the game. "I wanted to say something," she tells them simply. On Beautiful Garbage, Shirley is saying something straightforwardly and honestly in an effort to be understood. It's her most naked and emotionally revealing work to date. The single Androgyny follows, appropriating the contemporary R&B stylings of producers like Timbaland and the Neptunes, responsible for chart-topping acts such as Missy Elliott and Destiny's Child. Continuing the theme of appropriation, Can't Cry These Tears Anymore is a Phil Spector pastiche updated for the 21st century, a love resignation letter atop a candy-coated wall of sound. The strings and theremin-flecked piano ballad Cup of Coffee, meanwhile, is Shirley's most personal and autobiographical lyric so far. An unaffected tale of rejection, obsession, and lost love, precisely detailing the psychological scars left behind. Silence is Golden is the closest thing here to the Garbage of old, an anthem of safety in withdrawal. Still, Shirley's lyrics seem more uncomfortably bare and vulnerable than ever before. "I have been broken. Something was stolen." Cherry Lips' Go Baby Go is an insouciant pop anthem that Kylie would die for, with hand claps and a middle eight that again nods to Phil Spector. The lyric celebrates a boy who, after being rejected by a beautiful girl, becomes a beautiful girl himself. "In this dangerous world, there's an art to growing old," insists Breaking Up the Girl, an effortless pop rock anthem layered with backwards guitars. Drive You Home is a scarf-waving ballad of repentance, while Parade sounds like the Psychedelic Furs if they cheered up and had gone drum and bass, a celebration of faith for its own sake. Untouchable is another sultry R&B number that owes more to Madonna than Ministry. And the traditionally downbeat last track, So Like a Rose, is a sparse-treated acoustic ballad that recalls Mazzy Star or the Cowboy Junkies in its sense of echoing, mournful open spaces, broken only by distorted slide guitars. Leaving behind the industrial gothic ghetto, Beautiful Garbage is undoubtedly the band's finest and most ambitious work to date. Its genre-hopping experimentation has been compared to The Clash's third album, London Calling. And while it may alienate some of their more narrow-minded old fans, it should broaden the band's appeal to attract many new ones.